Blog Talk Radio.
I'ma pass the quiz, looking for a teammate. Together we can win, better treat it right, or I'ma trade you in, or you can get the sissy coming. Okay, girlfriend, listen, hey, don't try to play me like no fool, huh? Do your dirt and come around like it's cool, huh? Forget it, you whole niggas don't get enough. I get it, but I ain't the one for that bullshit, so get it. I told myself never settle for less, and you ain't got nothing to give if you ain't loving yourself. And I ain't jumping head first, cause you got a little money. The minute he think you need him, that's when shit gets funny. Now, I'm looking for a teammate, let's play the game together. Down for whatever, make it through the stormy weather. I bring up to the table, then a dinner plate, so don't make a mistake. Learn to appreciate it. If you wanna test me, I'ma pass the quiz. Looking for a teammate, together we can win. Better treat it right, or I'ma trade you in. Or you can get the juices, call me ex-girlfriend. If you wanna test me, I'ma pass the quiz. Looking for a teammate, together we can win. Better treat it right, or I'ma trade you in. Or you can get the juices, call me ex-girlfriend. Ow. Okay, peace. Holla, I'm gone, I'm way too strong. You been too wrong, with you I do not belong. So carry on, I will not be stepped on. So move along, now this right here my theme song. How can we grow with no trust? I'm down to compromise, but damn, not too much. You wanna make it right? Well nigga, man up. No time to backtrack, baby, gonna step up. Guys all in my face, but I don't want that. Imbecile. I see the good in you, baby, can you be true? Don't get me wrong, every couple got their issues. Stop messing up, oh, it's on to the next dude. If you wanna test me, I'ma pass the quiz. Looking for a teammate, together we can win. Better treat it right, or I'ma trade you in. Or you can get the juice, call me ex-girlfriend. If you wanna test me, I'ma pass the quiz. Looking for a teammate, together we can win. Better treat it right, or I'ma trade you in. Or you can get the deuces, call me ex-girlfriend. You wanna make it right, gon' to man up. Man up, man up, man up. You wanna make it right, gon' to man up. Don't backtrack, baby, gon' to step up. Make it right, gonna man up, man up, man up, man up. You wanna make it right, gonna man up. Don't backtrack, baby, gonna step up.
If you wanna test me, I'ma pass the quiz. Looking for a teammate, together we can win. Better treat it right, or I'ma trade it in.
What's up, what's up, what's up? That's right, that's right. That's the sounds of Rashida, hip-hop recording artist. She said she telling all the fellas to man up or she will be your ex-girlfriend. So that's just how it goes. You know what I'm saying? Welcome everybody, another Sunday night, keeping it real hot and fresh with your boy Z-Fly here. And y'all know I have the co-host with the most, Miss Gigi. What's up, girl?
Hi, Z-Fly. Hi, everybody. How you doing this
really,
week?
I'm doing really, 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 really good. You know, a lot of things going on this past week, but you know what I'm saying, I'm still ticking, I'm still clicking, and I'm here. You know what I'm saying?
You sound happy. You sound real positive. You sound like, you know, good things are happening for you. You know, so it's always nice to speak with someone or to hear a positive attitude coming out of someone. You know how you talk to somebody and I'm good, I'm all right, but I actually hear what's good coming out of you. So that's what's up.
Well, that is what, you know what I'm saying, that makes me feel really good. Well, thank you for that. You know what I'm saying? That
You're
means,
welcome.
You know, I'm doing something right.
Yeah, I hear the happy, honey. I hear the happy. So that's good.
Okay.
So what's going on? What we got in store for the people today?
Everybody, we got a lot in store for you tonight. You know, like I said, Rashida, hip hop recorder artist Rashida from the ATL, she's definitely here. Going to be here a little bit later in the show, you know, with a hot interview that you don't want to miss. So everybody on Twitter and Facebook, be sure to be retweeting it right now and sharing it. And you know what I'm saying? Let's definitely get, you know, the listeners in because she has a lot to talk about. That new mixtape, you know what I'm saying? We're going to be talking about that. And also, you know what I'm saying? Other stuff that's going on in the show. We have a new segment, actually. If y'all remember Fresh Off the Plate, it has a new name tonight that will be revealed later on in the show. So I got some very hot juice for you. And let me see what else we got going on here. You know, basically, we're just keeping it real. You know, I got a lot of information that's going on tonight. And I got Miss Gigi on my side. You know what I'm saying? We just going to ride out. You know what I'm saying? So
yes,
that's basically what's going on tonight. You know what I'm saying? But let me just go ahead and get this show popping real quick. So as y'all know, you know, I like to always start off each week with, you know, my busters and skeezers, trying to help these young female and male, kids or teens or young adults out there today, trying to keep you on the right track, you know, because they're
okay,
all
put them
these
on.
Days. Huh? So put them
okay,
on.
Okay, put them on. Yes, put them on.
Okay. All right, so tonight I'm going to be talking to the females, okay? I'm going to be telling y'all about how to not be a skeezer. Now, today, you know what I'm saying, my bus and skeezer came from, you know, today in church. I had a good, you know, sermon today. And part of the sermon was about, you know, it was basically talking about females and, you know, how a lot of females feel like they need a man. Well, females, you don't need a man. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you are living where you feel like you need a man, you get by, you know, to fulfill you, you know, to make you a woman, to whatever, then you're sadly mistaken. Females, you need to know your worth. You need to know your own worth. You need to know that you don't need a man. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times today, you know, females feel like they can't do things that men are, you know, not literally, but known for doing. For example, like basketball, you know. But, you know, they have a women's basketball lead now. You know, a lot of women feel like, you know what I'm saying, maybe they can't be rappers because they feel like, you know, it's a male-dominated industry. However, you know, there are many female rappers that are out there, and, you know, i.e. there's one on the show tonight. And also, you know, a lot of times females feel like they can't be executive positions, you know. They feel like, you know, like executive positions, you know, that it has to be a man. Hello, you know, there's women running for president these days. So women, basically my thought tonight is just know who you are. Know that you don't need a man for nothing. Women are, you know what I'm saying, women are doing your own thing. They're doing their thing, you know what I'm saying. You know, basically, if anything, men need a woman. You know what I'm saying? Men are always out there, women for whatever, you know, leaning on women when they're down. So, women, just know your worth. Because one thing you want to be is buster and skeezer free, okay? So, that's my buster and skeezer segment for tonight. You know what I'm saying? So, that's just how it goes. So, everybody, coming up, we have some, you know, right now we're going to get into some music, you know, to start the show off real good and fresh the way that we like it. But then coming up, we have some really hot topics for you, and you're really going to love it because, you know what I'm saying, I definitely got some Whitney talk. You know, I'm going to talk about Whitney a little bit. And also, I'm pretty sure some of y'all might have heard about it, but did y'all hear about the 300-pound naked man in Walmart? Well, if you didn't, I got the scoop for you. That's coming up next. But right now, we're going to get into some of the artists for tonight, and this is Rashida. This is from a previous mixtape that she had out, and this song is called Bubblegum. Enjoy, y'all, and we'll be right back.
Get it straight. These suckers right here tripping. You know you do it, boy. So go on and keep it. Juicy Fruit, certified bubble yum. He going, chewing on my bubble gum. Sometimes you gotta direct him like traffic. I'm quick, but when I do, it's fantastic. I get him wide open, oh, I think he like me. Got that Aquafina, make them boys wanna wipe me. The type of girl you wanna chew all of my bubble gum.
Bubblegum by Rashida, previous mixtape. Be sure to check that out, BBM3. All right, y'all, now look. Now, as y'all know, tonight we are doing some really hot topics. And y'all know, I love really hot topics because I really haven't done it in a long time. So tonight, everybody, this is Keeping It Raw and Fierce, and we're getting into some really hot topics. So let's get it started, shall we? That's right, y'all. It's time for really hot topics. This is your boy, Z-Fly, along with...
your girl, Miss Gigi.
And it's time for really hot topics. So everybody listen up. All right, so as y'all know that, this past Saturday, they definitely laid Whitney Houston to rest. Did you get to see that, Gigi? The funeral?
I actually did watch the funeral. It was very moving, very touching, and, that is what you call a real going home service.
Exactly.
It meant a lot to me to actually be able to, sit home and watch it, being that we, no one could go to Jersey and actually be a part of it or support, the family in any kind of way, but it really did make me feel good knowing that I could actually sit right here and be at Whitney's funeral.
Exactly. It made me feel good as well. I was actually sneaking and watching it on the internet at work, and just seeing the different people, it really touched me. Alicia Keys really touched me, because she was really screaming, at the top of her lungs when she was singing that song, you know, about Whitney. It was really touching, really touching.
It was, and you know what? As you know, I did watch all the artists perform, and it was real emotional. And I do commend Alicia Keys and R. Kelly and everybody that, you know, actually had to perform. That is something that has to be really hard to perform while you're very emotional and in tears. So I commend them for a great performance. I think R. Kelly did a great job. I think, you know, Alicia Keys did a great job. Of course, Donnie McKirkland did his thing. But, you know, I just want to commend them because it's hard to sing in an emotional state and, you know, get those feelings out when you're crying.
Exactly. Exactly. Other people who was really close to Whitney, they're also expressing their emotions. Ray J., you know, he was saying that, you know, he spent the last few days, you know, just trying to process, you know, the emptiness that he now feels. You know, he said that, you know, the world lost an icon, definitely, but he lost a close friend. You know, he had a little nickname for her. He used to call her Nippy, so he was like, you know, Nippy, I miss you so much.
Well, actually, Nippy is a name that her mom gave her when she was young. That's her nickname for everyone. So it's, you know, it's not really just Ray J's nickname for her.
Oh,
she's affectionate. Yeah, always. She's always been affectionately known as Nippy. Her parents gave her that name as a kid.
And then, you know what? Speaking of nicknames, I thought it was pretty nice the way, you know, Alicia Keys had said that, you know, they used to call each other, I think it was Mima or Mimo or something like that.
That was really cute. Yeah, that's funny. My brother, when he was younger, he couldn't say grandma. So that's actually what we called our grandmother. We actually called our grandmother Mima. So when she said that, you know, my Mima's up in heaven. So she's up there with her Mima as well.
Exactly. So, I mean, well, like I said, Whitney Houston is definitely going to be missed. Moving along, also in really hot topics now, Miss Gigi, did you hear about the Walmart scandal?
About the fat man in there, but naked.
Now look at her. She's
like
on
your side of the story.
It was crazy. I mean, even though, you know, it's already happened, but, you know, I just definitely had to bring this back up because, okay, so, you know, so I think it was Easton, Pennsylvania. You know, there was this 300-pound man, you know, walking around Walmart wearing nothing but socks. And then the crazy thing that, like, they found out later is that the socks was actually stolen from the Walmart. So basically that means he walked in.
Oh, damn, so
naked.
He was naked.
You know what I'm saying? I guess he was going in there to get an outfit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the man, he was 33 years old. His name was Vernon Lamont Taylor. Police was called, definitely. Police was called, you know, everybody was looking at him, employees were looking at him, you know, people called. So whenever that police got there, you know, they tried to get him, you know, get him to leave. He wouldn't leave. So basically they had to end up, you know, tasering him. But before they did taser him, he did get a spit in an officer's face. So, I mean, you know, but, you know, this story is kind of crazy because obviously this man was either on something or he was mentally ill. You know?
Right, because there's no way in the world he thought walking in Walmart butt naked, nobody was going to notice him.
Exactly.
300 pounds, but naked, oh, nobody's going to see me. I just won't put no clothes on.
You is silly. But
he had to say he was black. The things our people do sometimes, but
I know, black and fat, back, you know, never mind, I ain't saying that. Anyway, let me move on with why I get in trouble. But speaking of radio hosts getting in trouble for things they say, you know, in Los Angeles, you know, there was two radio hosts who, you know, who host a show on a Los Angeles radio show, and they were actually suspended for making, you know, awful cracks about Whitney Houston. Their names are John Cabot and Ken Champo. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know me. I probably got the names wrong, but y'all feel me. But basically, you know, they was quoted saying that, you know, Whitney, you know, she was a crack hoe and, you know, said that she was cracked out for 20 years. But the radio station did, you know, suspend them for that. And, of course, you know, the two radio hosts, you know, they was like, saying, oh, you know, we use inappropriate language. We're so sorry. We sincerely apologize. But I don't think so. What do you think, Gigi? I don't think so. They wasn't sorry. They were sorry that they got suspended. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, you know, if it would have flew and then didn't nobody say nothing, you know, they would have felt like, hey, you know, we said how we felt, and that's it. I mean, I think that's awful. Even when somebody passes, you can still just say, you know, just negative things about you know, the deceased. It's a shame. Yeah. It's a big shame.
I mean, I feel like they definitely should have been reprimanded for it in some kind of way. You know, and it's sad to say that in this country we are supposed to have freedom of speech, but I mean, damn, where's the respect?
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, like, if you don't have respect for the dead, then you don't have respect for nobody or nothing.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
And it's not like, you know, regardless of the addiction that she had, that's the only thing. That's the only thing anybody can say about Whitney Houston is that she had an addiction. Other than that, she was very talented. She was an icon. She has phenomenal record sales. And, you know, just besides all of that, that is somebody's mother and somebody's daughter, and she is a human being.
Exactly.
So, I mean, regardless of anything anybody wants to say about her, and at the end of the day, Whitney Houston was human, and she had
exactly.
a right to have faults.
Right. But, you know, I think a lot of times people forget that celebrities are human. I guess because they're living the life, you know, as people think that people should live, you know, the great, the good life or whatever. So it's like, I think a lot of times, like, people, they can't connect with them on a certain level. So they look at them like, oh, my gosh, you know, they're stars. You know, I mean, like actual stars, like in the sky or something. You know, so they are human beings. You know, but see, now, they was only suspended for a week. You know, they supposed to return to work on 27. But I don't know, do you think a week, like, what is your thoughts? Also, people, do y'all think a week is long enough for these two co-hosts? Should they be suspended longer or what? Let us know, 646-200-3136. Do you think that these two co-hosts in Los Angeles should be suspended longer, or should they even come back to work? What do y'all think? 646-200-3136. I would definitely love to hear your comments. Me and Miss Gigi would. I know what I think, but I want to hear what y'all think.
Definitely.
Okay.
Because I know some radio co-hosts that were fired for saying something disrespectful about another dead artist. I won't mention any names, any host names, or the artist name, and out of respect for her and her family.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I do know of two co-hosts, you know, that were actually fired for having something very demeaning to say about someone that passed away the day after she passed away. So, yeah, firing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not biting my tongue. Firing is always an option. I mean, if you're gonna disrespect the radio, and that's who has to pay the repercussions behind it, the radio station. So I feel like the host should pay the repercussions as well by getting fired.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, so leading up to, you know, Whitney's death, you know, so much was happening. You know, it was so much has been said in the media, in the tabloids or whatever. You know, however, to make money, I guess, it's sad that, you know, whenever people do pass away, I guess people try to figure out how can you make money from that. And you, as y'all know, some of y'all may know, you may not know, that Whitney allegedly before, you know, she passed away, she had a run-in with X Factor contestant Stacey Francis, who, you know, they had a few words supposedly about Ray J. You know, Whitney thought that Stacey was trying to talk to Ray J in some matter or something, and it got pretty ugly, allegedly. And it was basically stated saying that, you know, that Stacey Francis, she now sold her side of the story to the tabloids. And basically, she was just saying that, you know, that, like, you know, Whitney, well, according to her, she said that, you know, that Whitney seemed high on tequila and champagne, and, you know, she kind of lashed out, you know, accusing her of trying to, you know, steal Ray J from her. You know, also, she went on to say that, you know, that Whitney was out of control, and that, you know, she put her hands in her face, and, you know, she was screaming at her and called her name. And then, you know, she said that she pushed her. But all this has been, is alleged. But now, but Stacey sold this story to a British tabloid. Now, a lot of people, my thing is, should Stacey have did that? I mean, you know, the woman's, you know, like I said, Whitney is now gone. You know, I don't, you know, if it happened, whatever, but the point is Whitney's gone. What do y'all think? Do y'all feel that she should have sold, you know, this story to the British tabloid to make money off of it? I mean, Gigi, what are your thoughts on this?
Mm.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I would stoop that low and sell a story to tabloids. Like, I don't know if I would ever be able to do that. I feel like that is just, like, stooping low to sell a story to the tabloids. I don't know. I wouldn't be able to do it, no matter how juicy the story is and how good the money is.
Exactly. That is just, it's crazy. It's crazy. I don't know. But anyway, but, you know, like I said, rest in peace, Whitney. You know, everybody who's out there trying to make money off of Whitney now, I mean, it's really disgusting. And I'm pretty sure a lot of you people don't think about it because you do it to so many celebrities who pass away. You know, one good thing that I love about the funeral is they really show Whitney who she was. You know, despite of the, you know, whatever she might have been doing or going through, she was a real human being. She was a great person. And just like anybody, we all have our, you know, we all have things that we're dealing with. We all have our issues. So just because, you know, just like Gigi said, just because she was a celebrity doesn't make her any less of a human being. So while, you know what I'm saying, while you're out there trying to figure out this and sell this and make money off of this, you're only making yourself look crazy, and you only make yourself look like a, you know, opportunist. So you keep on doing you, but you know what? Rest in peace, Whitney. So many love you. So the haters, high haters, bye haters, and that's all I got to say about it, you know. So, all right, bye. So this has been the Really Hot Topic. And fresh. All right, y'all, keep it really, really hot and fresh with your boy Z-Fly and Miss Gigi. You know what I'm saying? Right now, we're about to go into a music break. Yeah, that's right. That's her. We got to go into a music break right now with some more Rashida. She is the guest tonight. You know what I'm saying? We're keeping it hot with her. But right now, we're going to get into more music with her. But look, coming up, y'all, you don't want to miss the interview. And then plus in the show, more surprises. You're keeping it real hot and fresh. Y'all know what to do. Y'all keep it locked, and we're going to keep it hot. This is Bedrock by Rashida.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rashida, baby.
Okay. I'm going to play around a little bit.
All right. Okay, look, I got that great, fruity pepper sweet,
yeah.
He running after me, like a track meet, he call me Juicy Roll, cause I'm raw as fuck, already supreme, ain't gotta guess me, ooh. My pillow top game so superior, so I leave the soul with every different color fur, Gucci Mane said it been bad, he's like my infant, keep his mouth on my breast. Sheeta, the nookie diva, and it gets wetter than Lake Geneva, and then we role play, I just won an Oscar, in your dreams, like I graduated from Harvard, full scholarship, here, follow this, sex education class, let's experiment, we make the bedrock, and holla mini sound, I keep them at attention, it never goes down. Wanna pay a shit. Small waist, pretty face, and my booty round. Him now, I hear my zone like a touchdown. I don't need another friend, I need a teammate. What a big appetite, eat the whole plate. Don't come around with that line, I seen you before. When you know damn well I got my own TV show. Now that's some boss shit, I got my own everything. And I can put it down, made him pull a hamstring. Your bed rock. I can make your bed rock.
Okay, he's super fly. I just gotta tame him. Sit him down, make him the shit. Potty train him. I make him raise his hand. Call me Miss Monroe. I bless him like a reverend. I guess I run the show. I'm a front runner. She's a backgrounder. All she do is throw shade like the Mac counter. American Idol, I'm shining now. They love to judge me. Simon Cowell, give them the diamond smell. I don't tell them shit. I replace bitches. I'm on my Allen shit. It's like a melon split when I let them cut. He pop my fire hydrant, then I wear them up.
Baby, I'ma put it down on you. Baby, wanna give it all to you. Baby, can you find my G-spot? Call me Mrs. Flintstone. I can make your bed rock.
Yeah, that's right, that's right. Make your bed rock. That was by Rashida featuring so many Candy Diamond, Lola Monroe. You know what I'm saying? She had the whole squad, the whole BBC clique. But everybody, you know what I'm saying? As promised, like I was saying, tonight we have Atlanta's very own Georgia Peach, Rashida, baby. Now she's going to be telling us all about her new mixtape, which is BBM4. Plus, she has a lot of new hot jewelry and T-shirts, you know, lined that, like, we're definitely going to talk about, and so much more. So it's going to be good, understood? So, with all that said, Rashida, welcome to the Real Hot Fresh Show, girl. What's up?
Hey, how are you?
Doing really good. What's going on in the ATL?
A lot. Just working hard, of course. Like you just mentioned, I just released to BBM4, and I'm just on my grind. Today is a rainy, cold day in the A, so, you know.
Right
now. I was going to ask about the weather, too.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying? Okay, you know what I'm saying? We in New York City with the sun, you know what I'm saying? You know, it was like 40, but we had sunshine, so it was nice. But no hate, bro. No hell day. But
okay.
I'm supposed to. All right, so, Rashida, now BBM4. Okay?
Yes.
It's blowing up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, it's going crazy. Look, Twitter is blowing up. Like, the YouTube is going bonkers. Like, people is crazy over Rashida. You hear me?
Thank you.
Very
what's
welcome.
What does BBM4 stand for?
Boss Bitch Music Volume 4.
Okay.
It's the fourth
okay.
installment. Yeah. It's the fourth installment of the BBM movement. So it's doing well. I'm blessed.
I love it. Okay, so now you are like the BBM4, you're on the D-Lo Entertainment, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So how exactly did you become a part of, you know, the entertainment group?
I've actually been signed to D-Lo since, like, basically pretty much the beginning of my career. And Frost and I are very, very close. And, you know, he, you know, trusts my business decisions as an artist. I think one thing about being in the music business is you need to learn about the business kind of even more so than the music aspect of things when it comes to certain situations, you know. And it's like, you know, we just, you know, we've grown together throughout the years, and we've, you know, been able to maintain certain things and been able to do certain things and, you know, highly respect each other. And, you know, that's just a blessing when you're an independent artist. You know, sometimes people get it twisted to think that, you know, success only comes to artists who are mainstream. And, you know, and at the end of the day, I'm the type of person who, you know, really wants to have control over my destiny, you know, my music destiny, my life destiny, and being with D-Lo allows me to do that. And, you know, with us trusting each other and trying to move forward, it's just a great situation.
That's what's up. Now, you know, now one thing, like, just listening to your music, I really love your lyrics. So, like, do you write your own lyrics?
Oh, yes, yes, most definitely.
That's what's up. Okay, so now listening to, you know what I'm saying, like, this new mixtape, you know, BBM4, compared to your other ones, you know, what's different in BBM4?
You know, with BBM4, I really kind of took it back to a little more of the old school crunk Rashida. I got a little more, you know, highly energetic, hardcore tracks and, you know, just a little more of that kind of swag going on with the balanced element of structure of, you know, having substance with, like, the Gotta Have It record and always having, of course, I gotta have some sexy music for my beautiful fly dad chicks, you know what I mean? And, but with this one, you know, I really had fun. It didn't take me that long to do it. And, you know, because I went in and just had fun, did what I felt, listened to tracks, you know, just did me. And to me, the difference with this one is you can hear the fun and the confidence in this mixtape. Definitely. Like, you can totally hear it. And a lot of people have been telling me that. And that's a great thing. And they love how I go from, you know, from a crunk song to a love song to a substance song to a hot remix out and flipped up to, you know, just back and forth. And so that's kind of like.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Now, Miss Queen of Crunk, as some, you know, as some call you, Miss Queen of
Crunk.
Right. Now, with all that being said, you know, how does it feel, you know, to be received so, you know, so generous, you know, from the public? Like, how does that feel?
I mean, it feels really good. I mean, you know, that's what you want as an artist, you know, mainly, and definitely with me, I'm, you know, I'm just blessed that, you know, people embrace my music and understand me. The music comes straight from my heart and from my life and experiences, and there's no better feeling than to, you know, for people to celebrate that with you and for people to appreciate your craft. So
exactly.
I'm just, you know, just glad that people really, really receiving it as well as they are. Sometimes when you're getting ready to release new music, you know, and I know most artists feel this way, you feel a sense of nervousness, you know, coming up when you've had previous releases and you're dropping something new. But, I mean, with the reception I've got, I just feel like, wow, this is great, you know?
Exactly. Now, we're definitely going to hear some music from the BBM4 mixtape. But right now, we're going to go to the call lines, and we got a caller in the 480 area code. Can you hear us? You're keeping it real hot and fresh. Can you hear us?
Hello?
Yes, 480.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Cool, you're keeping it raw and fresh with Z-Fly, Miss Gigi, and with this very special guest, Rashida. Do you have a question for Rashida?
No, I love Rashida. I got all her mixtapes, and I just say, you know, she keeps grinding, and she does everything she do it good.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. What's your name?
My Twitter name is TQ_QT.
TQ. Well, thank you for the love. I appreciate you. Are you following me on Twitter?
Yes, I am. I always.
That's what's up. Well, send me a message so I can follow you and stuff, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Take care. Thanks for calling in.
You too.
Thank you. All right, that's what's up. So, Rashida, so you definitely get love from the ladies. So how about the fellas? You know what I'm saying? Like, is, you know, is the fellas feeling you as well? You know what I'm saying? Like, since you are, in some lyrics, you are, you know, kind of getting on the fellas. You know, how is your response from the fellas?
The response is absolutely great. The fellas, you know, I get a lot of love from the fellas. And even though I may, you know, talk about certain things here and there out of experience, out of, you know, situations and stuff like that, it's real talk. So I think the fellas kind of get it because a real man understands his mistakes and understand when he does wrong. So if I'm speaking on it and he's a real man, then he can feel me because he's real about the mistakes he did and the stuff he did wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So he ain't really hating. He's just like, okay, just don't put me out there too bad, you know?
So, you know, to speak with Rashida, definitely call in at 646-200-3136. Again, that's 646-200-3136. Let her know how you feel, you know what I'm saying? Let her know how you love her album, this taste or whatever. But right now, we are going to get into some of that. music from the BBM4. This is.
You know,
yo.
It's like, we go. You gotta stand for something,
uh-huh.
Or you'll fall for anything. You know
and
what I mean?
Do it like I do it, cause I do it too.
BBM4.
BBM4.
Yeah. I am.
Okay.
Rashida, baby.
Fuck y'all niggas. You can keep hating, I'ma still get bigger. When it come to beats, I'm a motherfucking killer. Triple threat, independent, pretty face, nice figure. Shit, I'm the realest. No ghostwriter, I'm a fucking idealist. You bitches, sorry, no hard feelings. Watch how I got their hands up to the ceiling. I ain't got an ass, watch a nigga start peeling. Racks, cause it's here, bad bitch in the building. Pass that loud. We gon' burn this one for these motherfucking clowns. I ain't gotta claim it, been the bitch in my town. That's for you. Kill yourself, drown. Yeah. Why you all on my timeline? Oh, I know, cause the boss set the guidelines. Might as well hang it up like a clothesline. You so off, I'm connected like I'm online. Flexing in my logos, you already know though. Yeah, I be the one, uno, solo. Heading to the top trick, you can't go where I go. So I'ma toss this little bitch up on here, Toto. It's my time on every clock. Everything I touch, bang like a little rock. Ha, I lay it down like a mattress. You ain't fucking with me, bitch, you so ratty. I'm feeling fantastic. This here just one of my many facets. I'ma go hard till I'm laying in the casket. Bitch, eyeball while you still at practice. Always talking trash, yo fucking waste basket. Ha, fuck 'em. Okay, where the bad bitches at? We on the front line, never play the back. Any niggas wanna bust it open like a melon, so I triple charge them like a 3-strike felon. Ha! BBC with the yelling. You on the wrong track, they ain't buying what you're selling. I'm sitting on the ass, where the John, no Elton. Ha! Yeah. Flexing in my logo, you already know though. Hell, I've been the one.
That's
what's up. Solo, headed to the tide trick, you can't go where I go. So I'ma toss this little bitch a bone. Here, Toto.
That's what yeah, that's the motto by Rashida. Now Rashida, now with your lyrics, you know, you seem, you know, to very, you know, educate women, you know, on how to be, you know, their own boss, you know what I'm saying? And also you could also be a role model for, you know, for a lot of women and young adults. Now, do you think that like some parents, you know, they might see you as not a role model, you know, to their daughters?
You know, I'm sure they will, and at the end of the day, you know, my thought on that is, you know, sometimes certain things aren't for everyone, and, you know, you can't go through life trying to meet everyone's expectations because you end up unhappy at the end of the day. And to be honest with you, you know, I have a lot of women who come at me, you know, saying, you know, Rashida, you're a role model. But most of all, I think I'm just a motivator, to be honest. Like, you know, it's like, you know, I just try to instill in women to be strong, be focused, be independent, you know, don't settle for less and be the captain of your own ship and just go for your dreams and execute and, you know, just understand your worth. You know what I mean? And be
exactly
in who you are. You know, I'm not perfect. I'm a human being, and you know, I'm just a woman out here simply going for what I know. And you know, some people will like it and some people won't, and that's just how I look at it. Straight up.
Okay, straight up. All right, and it's straight up. We're gonna go back to the phone call real quick. We have a 718 area code. You're keeping it real hot and fresh. Are you on the line with us?
Yeah, boy, that's real hot, fresh, it's good.
What's up? What's up? You got a question or comment for Rashida?
Nah, I definitely want to try to just basically keep doing your thing. What you said about keeping everybody else happy, your expectations, as far as that goes. You know, I'm an artist myself. You know, they told me to lock in, and I actually caught the song at the perfect time. But you 100% right on that. You know what I mean? Just keep doing what you do. And what right. I feel is music comes from the heart. So let that shit keep coming from the heart, and as long as it comes from the heart, people that feel you don't feel you. If they don't, then it is what it is. You know where they stand in your life.
Exactly. That's what's up. I appreciate that.
Nah, most definitely. You already know.
For sure. And good luck with everything with you, too.
Yeah, you can actually check the, you can check, I just did a video, actually, on YouTube. You can check it out. I'm searching Bread Boys ENT. It's BREADBOIZ. ENT,
mm-hmm.
No space, and that's the YouTube channel. So you get the chance, you can check that out. Or at my Twitter, it's Astro Bread Boy, but ASTROBREADBO1. And just at me or whatever the case may be. Or I'll follow you because I've seen we had tweeted us on the same link or whatever the case may have been.
Okay,
that's what's
cool.
up. I tell you what, just send me a tweet with the link to the YouTube, and I'll check it out. Okay?
Yeah, you can do that too. As a matter of fact,
that's what's up.
All right, thank you for calling.
Yeah, you already know.
All right. So now, Rashida, you know what I'm saying? Speaking of working, you definitely have worked with a many artists, you know, in the music industry, you know, such as Diamond, Lola Monroe, Nivea, Candy. Now, you and Candy, Lola, Diamond, and even Toya. Y'all call yourselves the BBC, right?
Yeah, we do.
Now, how in the world did that connection come about, you know, with all you ladies together?
Actually, I was working on, I think Bedrock is on the first volume of Boss Bitch Music. I was working on, I wanted to remix the song, and I was like, you know what? I want Candy to sing the hook. I'm going to call Diamond, I'm going to call Lola, I'm going to call Toya. The whole concept had just kind of came together in my head, so I finally hit everybody and was like, okay, this is what I want to do. I want to, you know, do this record or whatever. Everything came together really good. The record came out really, really great, so I decided I wanted to shoot a video, and being that, you know, I have my whole BBM movement and stuff, I just decided when I came up with the concept for the video, I wanted to do it like a sorority. You know, I had a sorority idea, and I decided to say BBC, and, you know, and I was doing it in sorority, kind of like that was my idea, and we just, you know, kind of, you know, went with it and call ourselves the BBC, and we do stuff, but it is like a clique of us who, you know, who are really, a few of us who are really close, and we work together and doing stuff, and it's just, you know, just trying to uplift and keep it moving and wanting people, women in general, and people to understand that women can come together and do stuff and bring that whole feel of unity back together, you know?
Exactly, that's what's up. Well, speaking of Candy, we're going to get into another song off the BBM4 mixtape by Rashida, and this is called Legs to the Moon. Now, we're gonna listen to this song real good, Legs to the Moon.
Great.
All right, y'all, check it out.
Love taking me to Mars. Work the middle, switch positions. I'm such a boss, but his love makes me so submissive. He takes his time, so attentive. I do a new trick, just a little incentive. To keep him on my team, got him on some bigger shit, hollering it was all a dream. When he met me, he know I'm down like no other. A classy, sexy, freaky chick who always keep it gutter. You know, I'm motivated, he's my motivator. And this time's amazing, such a stimulator. I'm wetter than a lagoon, and ready, baby, come and put these legs to the moon.
See him leave. I know he'll be back soon, and he gon' put my legs to the moon, legs to the moon.
I'ma put your legs to the moon, shout it, legs to the moon.
We gon' do it all night, the sunlight, it feels so right when he put my legs to the moon, legs to the moon.
I'ma put your legs to the moon, shout it, legs to the moon.
I'm so flexible. Every time he beats it, and it really turns me on. He drives me crazy, but he goes way too deep so far, and I can't take it. I love it, I love it, I love it, I love it, I love how he takes control. I love it, I love it, I love everything he does. Even when
legs to the moon.
We gon' do it all night, to the sunlight. It feels so right when he put my legs to the moon, legs to the moon.
All right, all right, all right. That was a baby maker right there. That right there is the baby maker.
Okay.
All right, all right. Sophie Fly. What you got to say about that one? I said, what you got to say about that one?
You know what? I'm just like, you know, I'm over here hypnotized right now.
So you saved the best for last, I see.
Okay.
Because I was over here jamming legs to the moon. And that's Candy on the hook, right?
Yeah, it is.
Wow, awesome song. I really like that.
Thank you.
I think I'm going to need that in my I'm going to need that in my playlist.
That's what's up.
So, let me talk to you really quickly about your jewelry line. First of all, let me just say I love your style. I think you are so cute. I love how you put it all together.
Thank you. I appreciate
so
that.
Of course. When did you start a jewelry line? How did you go from music to jewelry?
You know what? It's actually like a line. It's like jewelry. It's T-shirts. And all the T-shirts and tank tops and stuff have slogans from my music. And you can buy my CDs on the site and everything. It was an idea I had for a long time. And just being 100% real with it, I just executed on it a little later than I should have. But I'm the type of chick, I love, like, jewelry and stuff. I love to, you know, I'm the one who always got on a lot of bracelets and necklaces and earrings and all that type of stuff.
I love bracelets.
And it's just something that I really love. And I wanted to, you know, I just really wanted to get it in and do it. And I'm glad I was able to put it together. My website is called imbossy.com. And it's doing really well. I'm so blessed. It's like, it's a great thing because I love how it's been being embraced. and how people love the shirts and just love the jewelry. I like to get cute little fun little pieces. You know, of course, I have, like, the trendy earrings and stuff like that and just fun little cool, unique stuff. And I'm glad that people are embracing it and really loving it. So make sure you log on to imbossy.com and place your order. I always got sales going on. I always like freebies. If you order a certain amount, $30 or $40 worth of stuff, you'll get free earrings. And anytime you go on the website and spend $50 or more and you put in the code BOSSY, you get 10% off and stuff like that. So just check me out.
Wow, you have answered just about all my questions. I was gonna ask you some of the stuff, but you answered it. Like, oh, the name of the website, and
she's a boss.
But it's okay,
she's a boss.
Okay, represent stuff. I'm not mad at you, but I do have some other questions. You know, regarding, like, speaking of the T-shirts and stuff like that. You know, I see that you make T-shirts and you also make baby tees. What sizes, you know, because we do have the petite girl, and then we also have the girl like me that's big and busty. So, you know,
exactly.
Are you accommodating the big double D size girl?
I'm holding it down. I'm actually getting ready to have a whole new shipment of things in. I just got a whole bunch of new jewelry. And as far as the T-shirts, I have some extra large and double extra larges, but when all the new stuff comes in, it'll go from small up to 3X. So I'll be able to pretty much, you know, pretty much cover all bases with that. So my boss chicks, who, you know, my thick boss chicks, I did not forget about you guys. I love you guys. And some of the styles on there now are large and extra large and 2X. And I got more stuff coming. So just work with your girl because it's coming.
Okay, because I'm definitely interested in some of those sayings on those T-shirts. I mean, I like the, you know, I'm not rude, just got a boss bitch attitude. You know, I like that. That's really nice right there. And okay, and I'm really feeling the jewelry. Like, I love jewelry. I'm not really into costume jewelry. I just, you know, maybe like October played around with some costume jewelry for Halloween, and really, you know, just this October, you know, last October, decided
right.
that I kind of like it a little. So I'm really into those braces, and I love that bad because I am so bad. So
oh,
I'm definitely going to support, and I'm definitely going to get that bad. And I'm definitely looking for a T-shirt in an extra large to fit my double D's. So
okay.
I'm going to log on to your imbossy.com and
on
put
there,
name
and
drop
whatever
for me.
You can't find. Whatever you can't
find,
shoot us an email, and I'll you know, if it's something in your size, and I'll make sure that I get it turned around for you.
Oh, okay. Well, that's real nice of you. Well, let's name drop, like, because you know, a lot of your stuff, I won't lie, I'm seeing people wearing it. So let's name drop. Who is wearing some of your stuff? Who do you know for sure? Because I know I've seen your earrings.
There's a few. I mean, of course, Candy and Toya. Who else? I mean, there's so. You know what? There's a lot of people, and everybody I can't even really think of is celebrity wise. You know, there's people. I don't know who orders. I don't know who all orders. I know there's people who I've given stuff to, and then I've done events where, you know, there's been thousands of people, and I've had massive purchases. So there's a lot of people, but there's a lot of people who have. You know, things are similar too. So I'm not trying to take anybody's credit or flex like I'm doing something I ain't doing. So I'm just going, I know
oh,
my girls
okay.
definitely support me. You know what I'm saying? So they definitely rock on bossy.com and we all support each other. Yeah.
And is it only online that we can get your stuff, or do you actually have a store or like a little boutique or something somewhere?
Right now it's online, and I'm in the process of, you know, I've been thinking about it heavily, and I think I'm going to go ahead and move forward with opening up a physical location. So I'll be keeping everybody posted on that, of course.
I think that's a good idea. I mean, because, you know, T-shirts and jewelry, you know, that's what us girls love, you know, accessories. So, I mean, you can't go wrong with that. Go ahead, girl.
No,
I got your back.
That's what's up. Thank you.
You have my support.
That's,
do your thing.
That's what's up. And, you know, everybody, it's all about BBM4 tonight. We definitely want you to call in 646-200-3136 to speak with the boss chick. Rashida, she is keeping it real hot and fresh with us right now. Again, that's 646-200-3136. Also, if you're still listening to 203 area code, lost a call a few minutes ago, so call back in if you can. 203 area code, call back in 646-200-3136. We're rocking out with Rashida right now, but right now we got some more music from the BBM4. This is why this is called Why You Wanna Act.
Why you gotta act like that, huh? BBM4. Why you gotta act like that? I am Rashida, baby. One man trash, another man treasure. Boy, you knew better, but you ain't do better. I ain't got time, I ain't gotta settle. Middle finger index, it's been a pleasure. I'm gone. I stayed around too long. You didn't think I would leave. Had to make a dash, but my name ain't Stacy. You'll never find another chick to replace me. Love make you stupid, but a bitch ain't crazy. Nah, a bitch ain't crazy. I look past things and I never should have did it. Asked for the truth, but you never would admit it. Knew you was guilty, but you was acquitted. Man, what the fuck? Why you can't stay committed? It's okay, it's all good. Put a new man where you once stood. Doing everything that your ass should. Don't beg, it ain't a good look. You can taste that karma. I'm so much better. No more drama. No more hurt. No more trauma. Peace, gone, later, I'm never gon' trip, never gon' stress. Gotta give more, ain't send the finesse. Gotta take big steps, gotta see progress. I don't play them games, I don't do recess. Boy, why you wanna act like that, huh? Why you wanna act like that, huh? Why you wanna act like that? Cause I ain't got time for you. No, I ain't got time for you. Better kill that noise when a man might have all do what you gotta do. Why you wanna act like that, huh? Why you wanna act like that, huh? Why you wanna act like that? Cause I ain't got time. Ain't hold my tongue, say what's on my mind. You was comfortable, you was on recline. I was watching that clock cause I knew it was about that time. It was about that time. Had to pack my bag. Ain't looking back. Came back before when I'm regretting that. Life's too short for me to live and laugh. I gotta move ahead, no more sitting back. It's real now. Them lies I won't allow. Why did I think you would take a bow? But I switched it up. I'ma take a bow. Can't rewind the clock, but if I could, I'd make it stop. The very second that you hurt my heart and protect it with a lie. But you gotta live and learn. Like Usher said, gotta let it burn. Every dog have a day, I had to learn. Ain't it funny how them tables turn. I'm never gonna trip, never gonna stress. Gotta give more, ain't send the finesse. Gotta take big steps, gotta see progress. I don't play them games, I don't do recess. Boy, why you wanna act like that, huh? Why you wanna act like that?
Yeah, that's what's up. That's why you want to act like that. By Rashida. That's what's up. Great song. BBM4. Be sure to get that BBM4. Now, Rashida, real quick. Earlier, you was talking about, you know, females. And, you know, I was going to ask you, wouldn't you love to see, a female comeback? You know what I'm saying? With, like, some of the top MCs that was in the game.
You said, would I like to see a female comeback?
Yes.
Of course. I think that one thing that is apparent in my eyes is that, you know, throughout time there always comes an era of female hip hop somewhere along the lines of hip hop period. And the era is back at this point, and I would love for us to be able to, you know, keep that consistent though, for the era to come and stay like it does for the males, and us females to continue to put out great music and, you know, stand for, you know, what we believe in and just go hard. And I think that is finally about to really come to the surface, and I'm looking forward to, there's a lot of females that I would like to see win and for us to get out here who do real music and do great things, and I'm just looking forward to everybody getting out here and really doing it and having unity at the same time.
That's what's up. And then also too, you know, here at the Real Hot Fresh Show, we like to do this little thing called thoughts. So basically, you know, I'm just going to give you a word, and you just give me your first thought on it. Okay, you ready?
Okay.
So the first word is reality TV.
That's all I gotta say is hi, hi, hi. gotta love it.
Okay, next would be Nicki Minaj and Lil' Kim feud.
Give me one second. I thought it was like unnecessary. There we go.
Okay. All right. Okay. Next would be housewife Nene Leakes.
I would say smart.
Okay.
She know what she doing.
I was thinking loud, but okay.
Okay, next would be
and smart.
Uh-huh. Next will be open relationship.
Not for me. No. I don't agree with that.
All right. And then last, of course, will be Whitney Houston.
Tragic, sad, just gone too soon. That's too many words. I think you said, I thought you said limit my words. I mean, Whitney was an icon. Whitney is just an icon. And for her to be gone, it's still hard for me to kind of believe that, you know, mm-hmm. still. And although I only met her a couple of times, I only got to hang around her, one or two times. It's just like, wow. I mean, she accomplished so much. And that voice is like, as I sit there and watch all the old videos that come on, and they just, the hits is just coming on back to back to back. Sometimes I'm like, yo, did we really pay attention and understand what Whitney did? Like, oh, my God.
Right.
She is just, amazing. You know what I'm saying? For real.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we're gonna truly, truly miss her.
Exactly. Well, Rashida, now, you know you're not going nowhere without, you know what I'm saying, telling people about, you know, what's upcoming, you know, with the BBM4, you know, what tours you're doing, what appearances are you making, what's going on, Rashida?
I have a few things coming up. I'll be bouncing around a few cities. I have something really big that I'm working on coming up as well, and I can't really speak on it right now, but all I'm going to tell y'all is just be on the lookout. You won't be able to miss it. Believe that. But just be on the lookout. Also, definitely, BBM4, I have, I'm finishing up treatments now, getting ready to shoot the video to Legs to the Moon, to Marry Me, to Hit It from the Back, to Gotta Have It. I got a bunch of things on my plate right now. I got shows, and I'm going to be real ghetto right now because I don't even know where they at. I know they're on the calendar, and I don't even know.
You is boss. You is busy. You hear me?
I would have to find out from Frost where we finna be at next. I just left Fayetteville, North Carolina, a couple days ago, and it was nice. I had a good time. But all you gotta do is follow me on Twitter @Rashida. I'll tweet where I'm at. I appreciate all the love and support. Make sure you check out imbossy.com. Also, make sure you go to livemixtapes.com. And get your copy of BBM4. It is a free download. And make sure you also go to my YouTube page and check out all my videos. It's youtube.com/DLO117. And I appreciate you guys having me on tonight.
Boss chick. Now, you are very welcome. Now, Rashida, 5 albums, mm-hmm. so many mixtapes. You are definitely on your grind, on your hustle. So now, everybody wants to know, who is that special man in your life? You know what I'm saying? You got too much going on to be single.
A cutie.
Oh, well, thank you very much. You know what? You guys, when I was speaking on, I have something big coming soon.
Uh-oh.
You guys will
Uh-oh.
Be able to find out all of that information. You guys will be able to find out all that information very, very, very soon. I have a couple of special men in my life, starting with my son. His name is
okay.
Ty.
There you go.
That's one.
That's the best one.
Yes, that's
my
dog right there. That's my pop.
There you go. Well, Rashida, we definitely thank you so much for keeping it real hot and fresh. Now, Rashida, look, I'm going to let you know. Now, look, whenever me and Miss Gigi is in the A, you already know that we're going to be hanging with you, okay? You know what I'm saying? So I'm just letting you know. You know what I'm saying? When are we in the
right,
A?
Right, so you could take me to every Peach Street. Peach
you know what I'm saying?
Drive, Peach Avenue, every Peach. I want to hit every Peach joint.
That's what's up. Most definitely. It's all good. Thanks for having me. I appreciate you guys. Okay.
Very welcome. Okay, so what we're gonna do is we're gonna end the night or end the interview with another song by Rashida called "Biatches in Paris." Now this is just excellent. Now, real quick before you leave, Rashida, now how did this come about? You know, with this song with "Bitches in Paris."
Well, I mean, it's the remix to Jay-Z and Kanye's "Niggas in Paris."
Right.
I just flipped it and made it "Bitches in Paris" and got on there and did my thing. You know, they call me the remix queen, so I figured if I jump on here, it need to be jamming as hell. You know,
being that it's
two of the best rappers' song anyway. So I just jumped on there and had a good time and came up with "Bitches in Paris."
All right, and everybody,
right,
here it is.
Turn it up.
All right, here we go. This is
right,
you keep it raw and fresh. Thank you.
That's what's
all right, all right, all right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Ye VIP, real low key off in Paris. Them hater mad, all they can do is say damn she bad. Big bang rolls off in my bag, make big moves, got boss bitch swag. That shit crack. Bitch, get out my way, lightweight hate, better watch your tone. Better watch that throne. I won't stop, ain't no limits when I stop. I'm so hot, you so not, I kick feel those, bitch, you kick rocks.
I'm so hot, motherfuckers wanna find me. That shit crack. That shit crack. That shit crack.
That shit crack. Yeah. That shit crack. Me and ice and free throws. No, we not amigos. My sweatshirt is primo. You're a bugaboo mosquito. Shit, I ain't got time for you on the beat. Stop trying to count my chips, ho.
Not your cheese.
That whistle blown. Kiss my ass, no mistletoe. This go round, I'm killing shit. So sick, I'm just delirious. Ain't no telling what I'ma do next. But for now, we just call this boss bitches in Paris.
I'm so hot, motherfuckers wanna find me. That shit crack. That shit crack. That shit crack. I'm so hot, motherfuckers wanna find me. That shit crack. That shit crack. That shit crack.
I started explaining your financial situation for no reason at all. I said I would, but the way my bank account is set up, the thing is, I got a check in the savings, but all the money is in my savings. So I gotta switch it to my checking, but it's gonna take 3 business days. I don't think it's gonna go through.
Okay, that is hilarious. The way my bank account is set up, man, the way my bank account is set up, you better be glad we on this, man.
Okay.
So let's get into some celebrity gossip right now.
Bam, what you got?
You know, a couple of weeks, you know, I'm not sure if it was last week, I'm not really sure when, but you and I had a discussion about Kobe Bryant and
mm-hmm.
his wife, Vanessa, and she was divorcing him, and she was taking him for half, she was foo-foo off the zebra. She decided, I guess, because Kobe is making full court press to save his marriage and has sworn up and down to her that he will never stray again if she takes him back. You know, sources to the couple, you know, apparently are telling people that Kobe aggressively is pursuing Vanessa and she is being receptive. So, you know, it looks like Vanessa's going to take Kobe back. She said she doesn't really know about the marriage working out, but
wow.
You know, I guess when you love somebody, you know,
that's,
well, I don't know. And then there's the subject of that ring, the gift, you know. I was told that Kobe has given Vanessa a very expensive piece of jewelry. We don't know the price, but allegedly it compares to the $4 million ring she scored after his first infamous, you know, little hoo-ha with the little chick out in, you know, the little white girl. So,
whoa.
I don't know if they will drop the D word, you know. I don't know if they will drop that divorce, but, you know, Connections to them said that they looking like they're working on a reconciliation. And I don't know. What do you think? Do you think she should take him back, Z-Fly?
I mean, I don't. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, I don't believe in being on the wrong side, you know, just because I'm a dude and I'm like, oh, yeah, Kobe, no. No, I mean, it's wrong. You know, he cheated on her many times. And, you know, I mean, after a while, you know, you have to reap what you sow. You know, just because he's famous, you know, that doesn't mean anything. He cheated many times. And obviously, you know, he feels that he can just do his wife any kind of way and, you know, she just supposed to just take it or cry over it and then get over it. And she needs to show him that, no, you know what I'm saying? You know, because, like,
agree.
A lot of times, like,
I don't think a $4 million ring, I mean, like, obviously, like, honestly, seriously, where's the respect in the relationship? Like, you think material things are honestly going to make it okay that you do what you do? Oh, okay, well, you did that. Well, it's all right. Just buy me another mink coat. Oh, it's all right. Well, just buy me another car. It's okay. Just buy me what's the sense in being in a relationship? You might as well just, you know, be in an open relationship.
Exactly. Crazy.
Yeah. Well, that's my little gossip that I have.
All right, y'all, so there it was, in the know. We also got some real hot, real fresh music for you. Bye, girl, Miss Gigi. Miss Gigi, what you got for them?
Well, I do have a little countdown, but
okay, well, real quick, we got a call on 770. You keeping it real hot and fresh? Can you hear us? 770 area code. Are you on the line? Now, I know y'all there because I hear you breathing. 770,
okay.
Keeping it rock. You know what I'm saying? Can you hear us?
Hey, hi. We sure like to hear from you. We want to hear how you vibe. We want to know what's going on with you.
You know what I'm saying? You're calling in. We want to hear you. Okay, well, they hung up. Okay, we didn't hear you, so if you want to call back in, definitely do so. 646-200-3136. All right, but right now we got some real hot, real fresh music for you. Music for you. I need to go to bed. What you got, Miss Gigi?
Well, right now,
oh, you know, a little background for you. It scared you, didn't it?
I was listening to Chris Brown's new album, and Chris Brown's new album is really nice. He has some really good songs on it, and actually, he's one of the top 10 albums this week. Also, of course, we have my girl Adele. Her Someone Like You is up in the making. Do you like Adele?
She's growing on me slowly. Slowly.
Growing on you slowly?
Mm-hmm. I said it.
Well, believe it or not, everyone, right now, the number one album in this country right now, believe it or not, is Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You Again. Not that I'm surprised or shocked or amazed at that right now, but I was going to take you down to the whole countdown, but I just couldn't hold that Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You is right back in the number one, like it was back in, what year was that, 1992 release date for that?
Yeah,
everybody, I guess we all miss Whitney, and you know that song, and that it's actually the soundtrack itself, the Bodyguard soundtrack.
Uh-huh.
It's the soundtrack that's number one again right now. So that's what's
okay.
And rap, of course, we got that new 2 Chainz, we got the new B.O.B. with Lil Wayne, and we have some new music from Nicki Minaj, and it's directed at Lil Kim. So y'all listen out for that. And then we have Lil Kim, who also answered her right back with another song, because she felt like that stupid hoe, she felt like Nicki Minaj was talking to herself. Whatever. So how do you feel about the Nicki Minaj and this Lil Kim beef? Like, do you really feel like it's relevant?
I think it's a waste of time. I think they need to squash it and just, you know what I'm saying, those two right there could really get the other females back. You know what I'm saying? Like, Nicki and Kim could be, like, the leaders right now. And, you know what I'm saying, pull the other females back on board to really get back in the business. Like, what's up with all this feuding? I mean, it gets old after a while. Come together, make good music. You know what I'm saying? Get back out of there and do it.
Definitely, because the point of the matter is, honestly, if you really sit back and think of it, we are really losing our legends, and we're losing all of our heroes, and you know, and we're losing all of the talent that's out there, like Whitney Houston, Michael Jackson, Etta James. We just, you know, that's just recent. Those are just recent deaths that just recently happened. But we are honestly losing all our legends, and soon, I mean, like, who do our kids? You know, who does the next generation have to look up to, and who are they inspired by? Are you
exactly.
really inspired by somebody that's constantly calling somebody else a stupid hoe?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's actually a topic for buses and skeezes.
Okay.
So, back into the hip-hop world. I don't know if you saw Saturday Night Live, where they did a little skit with Beyonce and Jay-Z having all of the celebrities come in and view their baby, and they had Prince come in, and they had just a whole array of celebrities coming. They had Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie come in. They had Angelina Jolie trying to steal her baby. Did you actually see that skit?
I did not. That's crazy. It sounds crazy.
It's actually hilarious. As a matter of fact, I think I'm going to have to send that to you. That's hilarious. Okay. And I think you would love to put that on one of your pages.
Okay. Crazy. That's what's up. All right, y'all. So that was the real hot, real fresh music for you this week. And so be sure to tune in next week because, you know, Miss Gigi will keep it real hot and real fresh with the music. Right now, we're going to take a little break. And coming up next, we have what used to be Fresh Off the Plate, but now it's called Drunk Off the Juice. That's right, y'all. Next, I got some juice for you that I'm going to get you drunk off of. You don't want to miss it. But right now, we're going to take a little break with my girl, Whitney Houston. Time for Drunk Off the Juice with your boy Z Fly. You know, that's where I'm about to give y'all a buzz, right? Y'all ready? All right, y'all. So here we go. All right, so now back on Whitney. You know, saying, you know, it's something about Whitney for a long time, so you might as well, you know what I'm saying, just get used to it. So now speaking of Whitney, more thoughts on Whitney was, you know, a lot of people had, you know, was just remembering her. One person in particular was Diddy. Yeah, he remember, you know, whenever. You know, him and Whitney, they wasn't, like, at first, he didn't really know. He said that they just had kind of like a cordial relationship over the years. And he recalled actually sneaking into her wedding in 1992 to Bobby Brown. It was crazy. He said that, you know, he didn't really know her. He did not have a wedding invitation. However, but y'all know Diddy is a hustler, right? You know, that he can get his way into anywhere. You know, that so basically, you know, the only thing he remembered back then was that, you know, that she was the hottest thing in town, you know, and also in the music industry. He said he just had to be a part of it. He said that he was a big fan of Bobby Brown, so throughout the years, you know, he really wanted to meet Whitney. And he actually did, and he said that, you know, she was a lot of joy, full of joy, had a great time. So that was a good story about Diddy. That's crazy. Sneaking into a wedding. Hey, that's, you know what? That's what I need to start doing, sneaking into some of these celebrity weddings. Shoot. Anyway. Now, speaking of Stupid Ho, yeah, so you, as y'all may know, that Lil' Kim Chessy fired back at Nicki Minaj. You know, she, you know, if you watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen, you know, on Bravo, she was there talking about her. And when asked, you know, who was the most overrated artist today, she mocked the younger star's voice, and also she referred to Nicki as the Fire Marshal Bill. Ain't that something? Also, you know, you know, they asked her about, you know, what was her thoughts on the song Stupid Ho, and Kim said that, you know, I'm pretty sure I feel the same way that everybody else does. She said, you know, if you have to make a song called Stupid Ho, then you must be a stupid ho. Okay, Kim. She's being very blunt. Moving along, let's see. Okay,
wow.
So as y'all know, okay, so as y'all know that Chris Brown, he won a Grammy. finally, and then they saw. No, he won a Grammy. But, you know, but a lot of people, they're not happy about it. You know what I'm saying? They said, you know, they don't think that he should have been invited back to the Grammys, you know, after what happened, you know, 3 years ago, you know, with him and Rihanna, whatever, whatever. You know, it's, you know, the thing about when things happen, people never let things go. Ever let things go. I mean, you just remember it forever, don't you? Yes, it was something bad, but that, I mean, but is he ever supposed to get, you know, be forgiven and get over? I guess not according to y'all, because y'all sure was on Twitter and y'all said that, you know, it was too soon. But however, he fired back. He said, look, let me ask you this. Our society is full of rappers, you know, which he listens to. He has sold drugs, you know, which is poisonous. But yet, y'all will glorify them, imitate everything they do. But when there's something like, you know, when something happens to me, you know, that's a big mistake. Y'all just want to hate. You know, he also said that you guys love to hate. So guess what? Hate all you want because I got a Grammy now. Okay, that's nice. I'm so glad he got a Grammy. But Chris, I mean, I know people that got like 6, 7, 8 Grammys. I mean, really? Come on now. Let's wait until you get about 10 Grammys, then let's do the haterade on Twitter. Now, moving along, to get back on Nikki. Now, Nikki, she's actually trying to do something good. Now, she's probably trying to do something good now, because as y'all know, she's being called the devil's seed, you know, with that outfit that she had on the Grammys. I mean, what exactly was that? That was a little bit too much. But anyway, but she did it. She wore it or whatever. But now she's trying to join the fight against HIV/AIDS. She said that she had, you know, uncle that died from AIDS. So she really wants to, you know, let people know that AIDS is not, you know, an America disease. It's not a gay disease. It's a universal disease. So, you know, it's a big up to her, you know, fighting against AIDS and HIV. How about that? And then also, did y'all hear? Well, Lil Wayne is getting married. Well, not really. Actually, what happened was, you know, there was a big buzz because he had tweeted saying, oh my God, she said yes. And everybody's like, oh my God. So I guess his new girlfriend, Dia, he must have proposed to her. But no, what it was is he had tweeted saying, oh my God, she said yes to be my Valentine. How corny can you be? You know, and let me tell you something. Lil Wayne knew exactly what he was doing whenever he said that. Don't y'all think he didn't? Okay. But anyway, I hope that y'all are drunk because that was just drunk off the juice by your boy Z-Fly. All right, y'all. Coming up next, we got some Miss G-Spy. Let me tell you something. Miss Gigi got the G in the spot, okay? So you don't want to miss it. That's coming up next. And as y'all know, at the end of the show, we got some 10 ways you know your ghetto coming up. Still hot on this show. So much going on. Right now, we are going to rock it out with some Rashida because she was the guest of the night. So this right here is Rashida I Do The Most. You're keeping it real hot and freaking fresh with Z-Fly and
me, Miss Gigi.
Beep, beep,
oh, Rashida. This is how I do. Hey, this is how I do. 7 days a week, I go harder than you do. The shoes on my feet cost about a grand. It ain't hugging on my booty if it ain't name brand.
I do the most.
Who do the most?
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 Yeah.
Got different color nails in my hair fixed up. You ain't on it like I'm on it. Fresh shampoo. When I walk up in the spot, they get hard. Statue. Oh, thank you. No, I will not pay you.
No.
I prefer a man who is very well to do. Swag impromptu.
Yeah.
Got a whole value.
Yeah.
And my favorite is a couple shades darker than a Yoo-Hoo.
Oh.
Okay, I do. Got a thing for Luby Lou.
Yeah.
And them Jimmy Choo Choo. Different color nails, they go crazy.
Choo Choo.
Never shop for one thing. Get it out of
the
coop.
The shoes on my feet cost about a grand. It ain't hugging on my booty if it ain't name brand.
I do the most.
Who do the most?
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 Do the most.
Yeah.
Got different color nails in my hair fixed up. You ain't on it like I'm on it.
I'm
back up.
I do the most.
Who do the most?
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 Who do the most?
Yeah. This is how I do it.
Hey.
In the VIP on that day in Malibu.
Malibu.
A bunch of bad chicks. You know the who.
Yeah.
Type you on the kid, them other chicks you wanna run through.
You wanna run through.
Alright,
hear you on the preview. Cause you heard I throw that thing up, no menu. Nothing but a bossy chick, never acting foo-foo. When it come to top notch, baby, I'm a guru. Couture dress hugging on my boo-boo. Got the fellas choosing, spitting game out the wazoo. I know I do the most, I ain't worried about what you do. I keep my shit popping off, all I know is pitches. The shoes on my feet cost about a grand. It ain't hugging on my booty, it's a ain't name brand.
I know that's right. She do the most, y'all. She's doing the most right now. All right, y'all. You're keeping it real hot and fresh with your boy Z-Fly, with my co-host,
me,
with the most.
Miss Gigi. And right now
that's
we're going to get into the G-Spot.
Ooh. What's
so
up?
So the G-Spot, we had a topic in the G-Spot, and that question was, what defines an open relationship? And I'm just going to get into why I asked. I have a friend. I asked her how her and a guy that she had recently introduced me to, you know, as her friend, you know, I asked her how he was doing. She goes, oh, he's good. You know, we in an open relationship now. And I'm like, what the heck is that? And mm-hmm. she couldn't even tell me what that really meant. So I'm like, you know what? Let me ask my people. Can somebody please help me out and define what it means to be in an open relationship? And, you know, I will go to some of these Twitter comments, and let's go to Queen of the Retweet, Misbehavior 29, and she says that's when you're in an open mutual understanding. Did I say open? Okay, but that's not really defining, you know, what open is. You know, I want to know what open is. And okay, but I have one from Mr. Ramsey, a Full Focus Entertainment 717, and this is a tweet. It says, going with someone but effing other people. Ooh, wow.
Wow.
Is that what an open relationship is? Okay. Well, that's BYOB at Liquor Spot.
Ooh,
that's crazy. he sounds like he drunk off the juice.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, he replied, a relationship with no boundaries. Oh, okay, all right. I don't know if I could be in a relationship with no boundaries. There has to be some kind of boundaries now.
Yeah, that's crazy. But, I mean, but I guess that's an open relationship, though.
I guess. I got one from Fat Baby. Whatever. But it says, when both partners do them with no questions asked. Well, my nosy ass is going to be asking questions, so I could never be in an open relationship, okay? My nosy ass is going to be asking questions 24/7.
Wow.
Somebody else said they have a show, and you know what? They're not sure, but they think they're going to ask that question on their show next week.
Okay. What?
Okay, that was, who said that? Chill Ma Flintstone, Beach Blazing 757. It's a good question, but I think I'm going to ask that on my show next week, okay?
Obviously, it's a hot topic. You know what I'm saying? Like, let me just give my thoughts. Like, to me, open relationship is, I think open relationship is crazy. I mean, I just feel like, you know, if you're going to, you know, be having sex with other people or seeing other people, then you might as well not be in a relationship. But however, I do think that the reason why people do it is because, you know, I think, like, for some people, it's because they want to have, like, security at home. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you go out and play in a day, you know, do whoever you want to do. But then when you come home, you still have that special someone, you know what I'm saying, that like, you're cuddle with at night and, you know, that, you know what I'm saying, that's still there for you. But really, you don't want just a piece of the cake because you want the whole cake. But to me, that's still ridiculous. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, to me, that's like a person who just don't know how to commit. Exactly. I mean, you're definitely not going to be committed like that to doing anything.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah.
Well, Morgan Etheridge, it says Messeridge underscore 93, has a very good point. You know, she made 2 points. One was, honestly, it's like being with someone without any commitments. You're free to roam the nation if you please. But then on the other hand, she says, the other type of open relationship can also mean that you're truly on a level of connection with someone where there's no limits on what's said or done with each other. Like, you just open and you down to do and say anything, I guess. But that's a good point, you know, to basically have no limits on what's said or done with each other. Okay.
Okay.
Both parties can see other people. Some fool has tweeted in, and I'm not even going to say your name, but he said an open relationship is T.I. and Tiny. Tee-hee-hee-hee.
Now, you know they're wrong for that.
I'm mad at him for saying that, exactly, and that's why I'm not even going to say your name. That was not nice. I like T.I. and Tiny's relationship.
You know, but, like, but you know, I don't even watch that show, but, like, do they have somewhat of an open relationship or no? Or
no,
they just saying
I feel
that?
Like, no, I feel like their relationship is very monogamous. I don't feel like T.I. would honestly, you know, allow his wife to be with another man and honestly respect that and agree with it. No, I really don't think so. And the same with Tamika. Like, she's been through too much with him. Like, she's put up with the jail, the other kids. Not saying that those kids were there after their relationship, but regardless, to accept a man and his kids and then accept other women, no, that's just too much. Like, I already accept you, you know, for the fact that you're a rapper on the road and you're hardly here. We have all these kids plus your kids, and that's 2 strikes. 3 strikes is another woman.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, that's just my opinion. And I'm sorry to be speaking for you, Tiny, but that's just, as a woman, I just can't see her even, you know, she didn't have his back through too much. She's not going to have his back with another woman. That's out.
Oh, wow.
Speaking on behalf of all women.
Okay. You know, we definitely want to know what are your live thoughts you know, on open relationships. So call us in and let us know. 646-200-3136. We got some more comments for you, but, you know, once again, we want to know what you think listening live. 646-200-3136. What defines an open relationship to you? So let us know.
I definitely need to know. I'm still not clear.
Oh, wow. Did you have...
I just couldn't understand, like, why somebody would even want to be. Like, I do understand what you were saying, like, that cuddle person. And, you know, maybe it is safer. Like, look, I don't want to be in a relationship with somebody, but I do need somebody to go out with. I do need somebody to have sex with. I don't know. I couldn't determine anybody's reasons for wanting to be in an open relationship. But I don't know. I'm not feeling that, and I don't think I could be with someone and agree to know. You know, women always want to be not just number one, but the only one.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like men should also feel the same way. Like, they should be put in a position where they are felt like the king, like they are number one. There is no other man. You know, and if you have a king, that means, and if you treat your man like a king, that means he's going to treat you like a queen. And you bow down to him, he's going to bow down to you.
Exactly. But you know what, too, I just think that, like, you know, in today's society, you know, people look at so, I mean, I hate to say it, but it's like people, they don't have a mind of their own anymore. People look at so much media, and, you know, they look at, you know, like, these guys with, like, all these women, and then, you know what I'm saying, like, maybe girls with, like, all these men, and, you know what I'm saying, and, like, that's what people see, they feed into that, and it's like, you know, monogamy is out the window, you know, being committed is out the window, being faithful is out the window, you know, so, but the crazy thing is, people always say in the back of their mind, you know what I'm saying, I want somebody faithful, I want this. But then they can be, but then you yourself cannot be faithful, you know. So it's kind of like they want somebody to be faithful to them, but you still want, you know. But you know, so you still want to do what you want to do. It's like you still want to be off the chain, but you want them on the chain. And I just think it's crazy. I just think an open relationship
that was a nice way of putting it. You off the chain and on the chain. You want to be off the chain, but you want them on the chain. I heard that.
Yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, like, also, you know, an open relationship brings so many diseases and infections into the relationship. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, like, you don't know who your partner or whoever is going out, you know what I'm saying, sleeping with or kissing or whoever, and then they're coming back to you. That's crazy. People crazy. Yeah.
You trying to figure out how you got that thing on your lip. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how the hell I get this on my... Because you was in an open relationship. You
exactly.
could have got it from anybody because he was open.
Exactly. Tell people, oh, no, that's just a cold sore. I just get down every winter. No, that's not no season cold sore. That ain't what it is.
You get herpes every winter.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right,
boo,
y'all
it keeps coming back because it's herpes.
Right, it's that gift that keeps on coming. Now, look, everybody, we're going to take another little break. We're going to take another break. We're definitely going to get into some more music by Rashida. And we definitely want to know your thoughts on what defines an open relationship. 646-200-3136. More music with Rashida coming up. And also be sure to stick around for 10 Ways You Know You Ghetto. This right here is Rashida featuring Toya Wright, you know, Lil Wayne, Boo, it's Boo. This song is called Marry Me. You know what I'm saying? I never knew Toya could rap, but we're about to find out now.
Okay,
here we go.
Well,
Marry
let's
Me.
Hear it.
Okay.
Boy, you know you want to put a ring on my finger.
Yeah, baby.
Put it on and make him want to marry me.
Yeah.
Put it on and make him want to marry me.
Yeah.
Put it on and make him want to marry me.
Yeah.
Put it on and make him put it on and make him want to marry me. Put it on and make him wanna marry me.
Yeah.
Put it on and make him wanna marry me.
Yeah.
Put it on and make him wanna marry me.
Yeah.
Put it on and put
you know, boy, you know you wanna put a ring on my finger. This loving so good, I should never be single. He love the way I throw it like a fish on the mound. Put it on and make him wanna wipe off his
brow. I can ride it like a cowgirl. Up, down. Bedroom. It ain't a position that I can't assume.
Here we go.
She can't do it like me. After one night, he's addicted. Oxy. Now he's stuck to me like sleep. The best he ever had got him down on one knee. Cause I put it on and make him wanna marry me.
Yeah.
Put it on and make him wanna marry me.
Yeah.
Put it on and make him wanna marry me.
Yeah.
Put it on and make him put it on and make him want. Put it on and make him wanna marry me.
Put it on and make him wanna marry me.
Yeah.
Put it on and make him wanna marry me.
All right, you know, so they're trying to get you to marry him. They're trying to get somebody to marry him. Yeah.
Okay.
That was Rashida with Marry Me featuring Toya, Lil Wayne, It's Girl. So, Gigi, so, you know, Gigi, were you rocking it out to that?
Actually, yeah. I mean, never had a nice little beat. I like Rashida. I think I'm going to download some of her music and incorporate it in my iTunes.
That's what's up. That is what. So everybody, definitely check out Rashida. We definitely want to thank Rashida for keeping it raw and fresh tonight. She came by. She gave, you know, she did her thing. She gave a lot of information. Be sure to look out for her because she's definitely on the move. BBM4 mixtape. You can definitely check it out on her YouTube. Go to youtube.com/DLO117, and then also be sure to check out her, you know, her jewelry line and her T-shirt line. At imbossy.com without the colon. So be sure to check
and
watch me
that. Her BBM4 is also a free download, so that's what's up. I definitely got to get that leg to the sky, that baby maker.
Okay. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Because she definitely has a lot of artists, you know what I'm saying, that she's working with. So, you know what I'm saying? Definitely shout out to her. Real quick, also, I want to, give a little shout-out real quick. Shout-out to everybody who represented this week. I don't know if you know, but, like, there was, like, some big type of organization that was going on in Times Square where basically people had came together. You know, it was for, like, a big Whitney thing. A lot of people gathered, you know, together, and they was really, you know, just kind of singing her songs, and it was something. They were very nice. So shout out to all those people, you know what I'm saying, who's definitely remembering Whitney and keeping her memory alive. And also be sure to check me out tomorrow on Real Talk with D-Fly, because I'm you streaming it up, y'all. You know what I'm saying? 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You don't want to miss it. It's my new little, you know, treat to y'all, you know what I'm saying, so that way y'all can see the face behind the voice, you know. So be sure to check me out tomorrow, ustream.com. And also, if you have Skype, be sure to, you know what I'm saying, hit me up because, you know, I'm going to talk to you via Skype, and then you're going to look at me via Ustream. It's going to be fun. It's going to be good, understood, so don't miss it. All right, what else we got? Ms. Gigi, you got any shout-outs, promos, anything? What's up?
Well, I do want to shout out my girls that will be meeting me tonight in the Bronx. We are hanging out with Little Kim at the Paradise Theater.
You are.
Yeah, I want to shout out my girls Milky, my girl Storm, my girl Sissy, and also my girlfriend Lasha. We will be in the building.
That's what's up. Well, Gigi, you already know, you know what I'm saying, get them connects. Get them connects, you know.
Yeah,
that's all I'm going to say. Get them connects.
I got you. That's what I'm here for.
To check it out. Next Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we will be back. We will be fresh, and we'll be hotter than ever, so you don't want to miss it. So real quick, get into another song by Rashida. I actually like this one. This is actually a remake that, like, she did a Racks on Racks. But, you know what I'm saying, she really did good. You know, I got to get into it. She did her thing on the song. So we're going to get into Racks on Racks. And then we're going to close this show with 10 Ways You Know You Ghetto. And then we're going to say deuces until next week. Remember, tomorrow, Real Talk with me, Z-Fly, 8:30 p.m. That's right, Eastern Standard Time on ustream.com. You don't want to miss it, y'all. Peace, love, and all the other stuff.
Bye. He is so
okay.
Fly, you don't want to miss it. Y'all have a great week, and we'll see you next week. Same time,
exactly.
Same channel.
same everything.
Okay.
All right, y'all. So this is Rats on Rats, and then we got 10 ways you... Well, I don't know. Let's see, Ms. Gigi, what do you think? Should I do 10 ways first and then get on the Rats on Rats? What you think? What should I give them? What should I give them first?
let's give them 10 ways first, and then we just end it off with, and we sent, we'll send y'all off with some music. So let's give them that 10 ways first, because I want to
know.
I said, because I want to know.
You want to know. Well, you know what? We don't heard it from Miss Gigi, so everybody, 10 ways you know you ghetto right now.
I am so ghetto.
All right, y'all, here we go. Number 10, you know you ghetto if you have ever used dishwashing liquid for bubble bath. Now, I hate to say it, but that's something.
Ghetto!
You don't know. Could you imagine that? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Your skin be feeling all greasy and stuff.
Actually, boo, that is some hard soap. You be rough and tough. Trust me, I am ghetto. I have used.
You remember?
But you
remember,
you got to get the good stuff. You got to get the good stuff. You got to get palm olive.
Oh, okay, palm olive. Okay, y'all hear that, dog? You ghetto. Ghetto bird. Number 9.
Go ahead.
You stupid. You know you ghetto if you have ever mixed up some Kool-Aid and then you found out that you didn't even have no sugar. Now, you know what? Now, now here's the real ghetto thing. Now, the real ghetto thing is whenever you sit the Kool-Aid in the refrigerator for weeks until you get some sugar. And, you know, I mean, it's just sitting there unsweetened Kool-Aid for weeks.
Where
that's
you get
ghetto.
That from? Yeah, because you got unsweetened Kool-Aid in your fridge.
I don't.
Let me find out. That's how you came up with that.
Oh, you won't.
No, you ghetto.
No. I'm locking my doors whenever you knock on the door. Number 8. You know you ghetto if you ever play any of these following games, which is hide and go seek, yeah, freeze tag, yeah, captain, or mama may I, or red light, yellow light, green light. That is real ghetto. But you know, but that's all we had to do back in the day. You know,
I'm about to say, I may be ghetto, because that's all I had to do.
Uh-oh, see what I'm saying? Number 7, you know you ghetto if your neighborhood had an ice cream man. And, you know what? But then the sad thing is, why ain't he selling ice cream? You know what he's selling, don't you? You already know.
Mm-hmm. No comment on the ice cream man, because the ice cream man is my friend.
Ooh, I ain't saying nothing. You know you get on. I'm gonna go
I
to number 6.
To my mind.
Number 6. You know you get on. If you remember any of these candies, cherry clams. What is that? Lemonhead. Okay, I remember that. Alexander the Grape.
The Grape. Ring. Yeah, hell yeah. Wait.
Ooh, ring pop.
And you know what? I'm a
Chico
make sure. What? I'm going to make sure I bring you some. Stop playing.
You know what? You either ghetto or you could be telling your age, but I ain't saying nothing. I'm going to go to number 5. You know? Number 5. You know you ghetto if you refer to now or later candies as now later.
Well,
you
now later, and guess what? They're now and later. That's what they're called.
Excuse
but
me.
I grew up in the hood, so yeah, all that candy you naming, I'm eating it right now. I'm going to bring you some.
Please do. I got a sweet tooth. Number 4, you know you ghetto if you ever ran from the police on foot, and then you actually got away from them. You real good in ghetto. Mm-hmm.
I'm about to say, that's lucky.
Uh-oh. No, that's real good in ghetto. You hear me? Number 3, if you remember Under Roos or the Wonder Woman bra and panty set, you might be a little ghetto. You know what I'm saying? You might
you know
be a
little too. If you remember them or if you own them.
Okay, either one. You know what I'm saying? We will go
you
with
know
either
what?
One.
I owned underoos. You couldn't tell me I wasn't Wonder Woman when I put on my underoos. Come on.
Are you serious?
My brothers put on my brothers put on Superman, Batman, and Robin, and then they had another one. Captain America. What? And I was Wonder Woman. You have got to be kidding me. You know what, Zifa? You
what?
Grew up bougie.
Well, no, no. I grew up Bugetto. How about that?
Okay, Bugetto.
Number two. You know you ghetto. If you ever had reusable grease in a container on your stove. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Got the grease sitting up on the stove for that fish.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That stink ass fish grease.
And number one, you know you get up if the batteries in your remote control are held in by a piece of duct tape.
No, you know you ghetto when the batteries is dead and you just keep switching them and thinking that's just going
right.
to make a difference.
Exactly. Exactly. Or you keep hitting the back of the remote. You know, so you keep hitting it and pounding it. Like,
smacking
really,
the remote.
Like, that actually works, though, sometimes. That works.
You know you're going to smack some power back into them batteries and make them work.
You crazy. That's what's up, y'all. That was giving it real hot and fresh. All right, y'all, so we're going to end this thing on Rashida Racks on Rats. And remember, be sure to check us out next Sunday, a real hot new fresh show. And be sure to check me out tomorrow, Real Talk with Z-Fly, U-Strain. All right, this is Racks on Rats by Rashida. We out of here. Peace.
Y'all have a good week. Peace.
B-B-M-3. Racks on Racks on Racks. Racks on racks on racks. I got racks on racks on racks. Yeah, she got racks on racks on racks. The price tags ain't no joke. But I buy whatever I want. All they nigga wanna do is poke. They rollin', then they poke. All I want is them pay show. Leave me the hell alone. At the top where I belong. If you own, sing this song. In my town, in the Jeep without no dough, cause the match on 24. Got a nigga who trick on clothes, keep my neck and wrist on froze. It must be on rock, rock. When I make that ass drop, I'm a rider, stay on top. I go hard and don't stop. I'm rolling on them pills, I'm leaning on that drink. I'm addicted to that money, so I'm rolling to the bank. Gotta keep that head on deck, gotta buy the latest bag. Get them all that chance I get. I love popping tags. I'm gone, I'm gone, I'm gone. I'm gone on that Patron. You can smell that loud blonde. He said, please turn up this song.
Racks on racks on racks.